The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Early on, a lot of the people who attended Love in Action did it by choice.
Exactly, yeah.
For him?
AIDS hit.
Scientists at the National Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta today released the results of a study which shows that the lifestyle of some male homosexuals has triggered an epidemic.
And AIDS hit when I was 17.
Rare form of cancer.
And it was called gay cancer.
Because it's a gay cancer.
It was something that only homosexuals were getting.
AIDS is the judgment of God. And that's the title of the sermon tonight. AIDS, the judgment of God.
And that's how it was talked about by the ministers.
The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation.
Don't tell me that God won't send pestilence as a punishment. Don't tell me that the fact that our country today is filled with STDs isn't the judgment of God today, because it is.
And that was terrifying.
In any case, Love in Action, this place that both Peterson and Garrett ended up at, pitched itself as the solution to their struggles. Peterson remembers driving up to the Love in Action campus in Memphis.
And it was this pretty little house in the middle of a horse farm that they rented this house. So you go down this dirt road to this cute little house with flowers hanging from the front of the porch, and people are incredibly friendly. Oh, welcome. You know, you're so brave to come. We're really, you know, excited to see you. And then they say, okay, well, you know, first day, one of the participants who's in a higher phase of the program will just go through your bags and make sure that you don't have anything that's inappropriate.
Empty your pockets.
My books were forbidden, like any books that I took with me. They ripped my short story out of my notebook.
Do you have any numbers or photos we should be concerned about?
Garrett says they went through his wallet.
My phone.
We'll check it daily and call any number at random, so you best be straight with us on that.
They made him sign an NDA saying he'll never reveal what happens inside these walls.
And then we were handed this giant handbook,
which said on the cover, "Welcome, Garrett."
And we were told by the staff, you need to memorize everything in it.
Like 275 rules.
What were some of the rules?
Well,
every single page.
So
shirts are to be worn at all times, including sleeping.
The kind of clothes we wore.
No hugging or physical touch between clients.
The way we sat.
A brief affirmative hand on a shoulder is allowed.
Crossed our legs. How we looked at our nails.
Peterson says they were told when you're looking at your nails, don't hold your hand away from your body and turn your palm out. That's how gay men do it. Instead, turn your palm inwards, bend your fingers.
So like always make sure that you've got your hands almost like in a little claw that you're looking out.
Peterson says each gay person would be appointed a straight mentor to help them be less gay. And you see a bit of this in Boy Erased. These burly straight guys who get up in front of the class.
Fingers forward, not back. Just the way it is.
Teaching a bunch of young gay men how to stand, how to walk.
Think of the shapes you're making and ask yourself, is this a manly shape I'm making, or is it a girly or feminine shape?
You know, they were trying to butch us up.
Dear Heavenly Father, today I ask your forgiveness for my sins.
But the biggest part of the daily ritual, according to both Garrett and Peterson, was a kind of talk therapy.
We lived together under the cover of being roommates. But in reality, the whole time I was committing the sin of sodomy.
Participants were encouraged to confess their most shameful homosexual experiences in graphic detail.
that I was seduced into a life of sin by all sorts of sinful people.
Unerased, a podcast series that will restore the deleted history of conversion therapy in America. From Focus Features, Stitcher, and Lumina House, find Unerased in your podcast app and subscribe so you don't miss an episode.